Part 3. Expansion. Section 2. The State of the Union Address. Exercise 2. Directions. Listen to part of President Eleanor Sullivan Carver's State of the Union Address. Each time you hear the bell, write down the issue that the President is discussing.
My fellow Americans, the State of our Union is the strongest it has ever been. As always, the real credit belongs to the American people. My gratitude also goes to those of you in Congress who have worked with me to help achieve this great success. We have accomplished many things, but we still have a lot of work to do to make our nation a better place for all its citizens. Tonight, I would like to share with you some of my ideas which I hope you will support. First and foremost, we need a revolution in education, guided by our faith that every single child can learn. Because education is the key to our children's future, we must make sure that all our children have that key. That means quality preschool and after-school programs, the best-trained teachers in the classroom, and college opportunities for all our children. We know that children learn best in smaller classes with good teachers. For 2 years in a row, Congress has supported my plan to hire 100,000 new qualified teachers to lower class size in the early grades. I thank you for that, and I ask you to make it 3 years in a row. And to make sure all teachers know the subjects they teach, tonight I propose a new teacher quality initiative to recruit more talented people into the classroom, reward good teachers for staying there, and give all teachers the training they need. Secondly, we need a revolution to reward work and strengthen families by giving every parent the tools to succeed at work and at the most important work of all, raising children. That means making sure every family has health care and the support to care for aging parents, the tools to bring their children up right, and that no child grows up in poverty. There are still more than 40 million of our fellow Americans without health insurance. Tonight, I propose that we make low-income parents eligible for the insurance that covers their children. Together with our children's initiative, this action would enable us to cover nearly a quarter of all the uninsured people in America. Third, we cannot enjoy a just and fair society until men and women get equal pay for equal work. Today, the female unemployment rate is the lowest it has been in 46 years. Yet women still only earn about 75 cents for every dollar men earn. We must do better by providing the resources to enforce present equal pay laws, training more women for high-paying, high-tech jobs, and passing the Paycheck Fairness Act. In a related issue, many working parents spend up to a quarter of their income on child care. Last year, we helped parents provide child care for about 2 million children. My child care initiative, before you now, along with funds already secured in welfare reform, would make child care better, safer, and more affordable for another 400,000 children. I ask you to pass that. We should also expand the child care tax credit, and I believe strongly we should take the next big step and make that tax credit refundable for low-income families. For people making under $30,000 a year, that could mean up to $2,400 for child care costs. You know, we all say we're pro-work and pro-family. Passing this proposal would prove it. Finally, I'd like to discuss an issue that is very important to all Americans. As you know, crime in America has dropped for the past 7 years. That's the longest decline on record, thanks to stronger community police, sensible gun safety laws, and effective prevention. But nobody, nobody here, nobody in America believes we're safe enough. So again, I ask you to set a higher goal. Let's make this country the safest big country in the world. We must strengthen our gun laws and enforce those already on the books. Every state in this country already requires hunters and automobile drivers to have a license. I think they ought to do the same thing for handgun purchases. Now, specifically, I propose a plan to ensure that all new handgun buyers must first have a photo license from their state showing they passed a background check and a gun safety course before they get the gun. I hope you'll help me pass that in this Congress. In conclusion, this is a great nation. We are young and strong and have many great ideas. And as long as our dreams are strong and we continue to work together, America will be forever young. That is our destiny, and this is our moment. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.